USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally, and they have to come through merit, a merit system.
Ahead of the midterm election, border security a top priority for the Trump administration. The president says he may send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House saying the people in the caravan will not be allowed inside our country.
They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Secretary of State James Mattis speaking out about the still unresolved murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said we're working on getting to the bottom of this.
As you know, Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened. And so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama, and he said there would be a full investigation.
And Defense Secretary James Mattis, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, calling for a ceasefire in the Yemen civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
No change at the top in the cable news channel ratings. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The long-running favorite among the news channels, Fox News, this time averaged more total viewers than CNN and MSNBC did combined in October. FNC was up 25% in total prime time viewers, up 16% in total day viewers. It gained 13% in the prime time demo and 3% in the total day demo versus October of last year. Ratings leader Sean Hannity beating all other news hosts on the month with a total audience of over 3.49 million, leading the Fox primetime and beating CNN, MSNBC, and HLN combined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A well-known criminal, Whitey Bulger, beaten to death in prison. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. Authorities didn't immediately release a cause of death, but a union prison official tells the AP it is being investigated as a homicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.